This is Sober Reference. You're listening to a sober snack, bite-sized tips and tricks that will help you stay sober today. We share more cost-free resources on our website, www.soberreference.com, and hope that you'll connect with us on social media. Search Sober Reference now and look for our logo. For more information about today's guest, visit our show notes. We hope that you find this content valuable and leave feeling inspired to drink less, live more, and meet your potential. Enjoy.
When someone asks you, what can I get you to drink? What is a typical answer for you?
Oh, H2O all the way. Water for me.
During your sobriety, is there a particular new belief that you've adopted that has greatly improved your life?
Oh, so many, but like the ones that we were talking about, like disappoint others before disappointing yourself. Everything is temporary. And you are not your emotions.
How has your failure to be a normal drinker, whatever that means, set you up for a greater success in your life?
Well, if I didn't put myself in hospital so many times and have that sort of realization that I didn't want to live in a numbing state anymore, then I wouldn't be as happy as I am now.
Is there something that you have purchased more recently in the last, let's say, 6 months to a year that has really improved your life?
The answer to that is always going to be books. Like, I love reading. I love writing as well. I think writing is really therapeutic, but I've read some really good books and I will always buy books. I just think they're great.
Is there a particular book that you recommend to people often or that you would just pin as one of your more recent favorites?
Probably one of my more recent favorites is The Courage to Be Disliked. That's a very good one. It's like a spiritual book. It's like a conversation between like a really sort of stoic character and someone who's very spiritual. Yeah, it's good.
If someone asks you, why don't you drink? What do you respond?
I usually say I've drunk enough for my whole life and I don't need to drink anymore.
And if you were to have a thought or a romanticism about alcohol today, what would you tell yourself, or is there a particular action that you would take to help you maintain your sobriety?
So the one thing that actually helped me and still helps me now is that I'd say to myself, you can always have a drink in the future. Like, alcohol is always going to be there. If you decide that you want it, alcohol's not going anywhere, but just get through this one more day without it.
What I'm hearing you say is create a bite that you can actually take and chew. Like, this is not a forever thing. It's a today thing. And like, that feels manageable. Is there any unusual habit or something like a habit or a interest that you've picked up in sobriety that has surprised you or just been a delight for you?
My sea swimming. So I go down to the beach that's just local to me. I try to go every day, but I don't, but I usually go like once every 2 weeks, and it's just really invigorating and empowering, and it just gives me that release that I need. Cold water therapy, that's what it is.
And during your sobriety, what have you become better at saying no to?
Everything. I'm so good at saying no to things now. Going out is probably the top one. Like, I don't want to be seen in bars or pubs or clubs. Like, that's a definite no. But also to just like any situation or thing or person that doesn't align with who I am or where I see myself going, automatic no.
And is there any particular myth that you've heard about being sober that you would like to take a stab at knocking down?
Well, I guess the biggest myth is that sobriety is boring. But for me, it's more boring to do the same thing over and over again every single weekend with the same people who don't really care about you. Sobriety offers you a whole like landscape of different activities and emotions and things that you can do that are just not boring. Like that is, yeah, sobriety being boring is the worst myth because it's so not true.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Sober Reference. We hope you found this content valuable and are leaving feeling inspired to drink less, live more, and meet your potential. You can find more cost-free resources on our website, www.soberreference.com. We hope that you'll connect with us on social media, search Sober Reference now, and look for our logo. Great job taking in sober positive content today. Until next time, this is Sober Reference, and we are so glad that you're here.